12 years have slipped from the day I collected my appointment letter from the dispatch section of Kathmandu University. The envelope fell in my hand unlike the way I had expected. I had hoped someone big above me would hand it with a formal welcome and a sort of orientation about my responsibilities and limitations. But when the letter came alone, I thought it was the first blow to my enthusiasm to start in an organization of repute. So, the first day here is afresh as if it were yesterday. The irritation, the dilemma, the confusion, the compunction, the curiosity, and what not. 12 years make only a little less than half of Kathmandu University's entire journey, but they are 12 years from my active life, from as soon as I began my family and career. I wonder sometimes by what unknown power I was drawn back here after 3 days of deciding to quit, as soon as I joined. When I see the changed part of its surroundings and the new establishments today, the more than half a dozen buildings further than bare slopes and dense vegetation, and when I count the number of school-going children from Kathmandu University quarters with my own sons along, I begin to ponder over the days, months, and years. My perceptions have fluctuated in these years. I have been both appreciative and critical about my lived surroundings. The 12 years have collected a meaningful saga of a man's life, from starting a career to reaching its mid, from naivety to complete consciousness of present and future. I'm trying to trace my transitions and transformations in reminiscences, in my diaries, and sometimes in the gray hairs of my friends in college. My ruminations can't be more organized now, while the flashback comes like a hillside stream during a torrential rain. How detached and confused I was about starting at KU in August 2000. For a fresh MA with a not-so-bad Nepalese percentage in English. Kathmandu was so appealing for half a dozen vacancy announcements per day. The work at TU and its colleges looked so leisurely and independent that the job offer at KU with 8 hours by 6 days compulsion did not tempt me an inch at the outset. But I joined KU because I had always respected the first option and a reasonable offer, regardless of what alternative, further struggle and waiting would lead to. There were assurances from outside KU that I had not landed in a wrong place. Inside, everyone looked satisfied, despite the minimum 60 kilometers journey daily and the 8x6 reality. I had learned from previous experiences that once one was at home in a workplace, one did not have to strive fruitlessly for a productive space. After all, I had entered a place where there would be no boundaries for intellectual productivity. To be at a central station of a growing university would naturally mean to be a part of the growth itself. I sustained because I wanted to become such part, and it was long before being infested with the contagion of ennui and frustration that the competition with a more colorful life at the Kathmandu market would bring. 10 years are sufficient to grow confident and passionate for a job, said one of my old acquaintances 2 years ago. His belief still rings true to me. With completion of 12, I see a new phase has started already, but I have stayed at one place, with extremely rare absence, in a so-called Western standard, which often takes mobility equivalent to dynamism. One would consider hanging in a place for so long, close to atrophying. But the period of 12 years is worth a book, because it hasn't been without upheavals, albeit small to others. It hasn't been without friends and foes, joys and jerks. I now recall how I had found myself amid the air of resignation at my workstation when fully inside, and how much I share the efforts to restore the optimism which everyone around me feels these days. How it changed largely with my hard work and collective spirit. I have a confident claim for the share in transformation of my department, but I would require a larger, a more serious space to justify this claim. My confession for now is, I did not go to explore greener pastures elsewhere. I think I've grown as confident and passionate as my old friend's theory assumes. A decade is enough to grow passionate for a job. 12 years make it a part of life. The conditions of growing attachment are worth sharing. First, I remain close with hardworking people who knew very well that only a slight lag in the quality of service and that of the students would ultimately endanger this institution. I happened to join at a time when the university's youthfulness was writ large on the working spirit of the majority. When I came here, there was enthusiasm like a contagion, at least in those who initiated and helped the institution grow. Perhaps the contagion easily took me. I now take it as a proof of what B.S. Ramachandran puts. I realized long ago that the best formula for success is to be around people who are passionate and enthusiastic about what they do, for there is nothing more contagious than enthusiasm. Some people here were a rare lot of hard work and perseverance, and still are. Their company is one of the most remarkable incentives. Second, the need for creating a space of securing what was given apart from the general challenge. What you have got is just enough for entry. To go ahead, you must be different from what you are now. Anyone who landed KU for a career would share this partly annoying but largely awakening warning on disuse and redundancy, and suffer a productive unrest for the need of update. Besides, because the place was manageably small or weak, one could immediately find himself incapable of creating impact. Here would be visible in a short time. This visibility, which is rather absent in highly populated institutions, would either force one to choose a path of uplift or explore a more leisurely and riskless space elsewhere. Those who sustain this dilemma for the path of growth assure the university further. This is why almost everyone who has spent half a decade here at KU owns KU. Needless to say, and expect that everyone grows to bear the same challenges. Not that everyone has got to keep soldiers ready for undefined, unpredictable burdens. A dozen or so post-meridians have always kept their eyes and ears open and got torches and boots handy. A vast majority rightfully disappears at 4 p.m. and minds its own business. Most of the resources still remain untouched till the next morning, while the premises turn into a rendezvous for strollers and lovebirds. But optimism is intact. People have continued to have faith in our work. 12 years, a child grows enough to adapt to some of life's entanglements. 12 years, an adult grays enough to understand the futility of excesses. An old person is gratified enough by life's heydays and has adequately rehearsed for the pains of last days. Yes, I have seen all of this here, and therefore think that my life in this hillock has become all the more meaningful than it would have had I chosen to strain myself for the greener pastures. I would end my ruminations by quoting one favorite anecdote I read online sometime during my early days at KU. I often use it to begin my classes in each new session. An old lady and a young man happened to compete for a promotion to a university's permanent post. The lady, who had spent years teaching at the university, was somehow sure that she was going to beat the young man, who had been there for 2 years only. But she lost. The young man was selected for the post. Wounded because she was denied this last chance before retirement, She went to complain with the president. "It is unfair, sir. I have taught for 20 years, but you have denied me promotion for the young lad who hasn't been here for more than a couple of years. I can't simply take it as natural. What's that boy done after all?" The president was in the best of his wit. He simply said, "I understand what you feel, madam, but it is not how many years that really counted, but how many achievements. From what the selection board knew, and as the reality also is, madam, you have only taught 1 year for 20 times. That's made all the difference."